So welcome on behalf of Code Buddies again, and today we are just going to go in depth with functions. Functions, what I know about functions basically is that when you have a very simple line of code, for example, we have four lines of code and we want to reuse that, we won't type that again and again. What we actually do is that we use a function so that we can call that function instead of writing that line of code again and again. So I would like to move to Usman Sheikh to proceed forward and give us an example with the code. So,
hi guys, I'm going to be writing a simple function. So first we have to define the function by writing def and the function name.
So def is, if I'm not wrong, that is a keyword to define a function, right?
Yes. So what it will do, it will print some line and it will write the hungry Usman ate all the pizza.
Why not me? Why only you?
Okay, we'll add a parameter for you, especially for you.
Okay, that's great.
So I have written, I can say I have defined my function. If I run it, it will do nothing.
Yeah, right. I'm able to see that.
Why, Saad? Can you explain why it won't work?
I believe we have defined that, but we haven't called that.
Yes. So when we write a function, we have to call it.
Okay.
In order to run it. So this time it will work, probably. Yes, it will work.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. So you ate all pizza. Well, that's quite strange.
I guess you want to eat it as well.
Well, I would love eating my traditional food, more of rice. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll add a parameter for Saad and for his favorite dish.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would appreciate that.
Okay, so we have to add a parameter. So first we have to define how many parameters it will take.
Can you tell me what a parameter is? Is it something like you input into the function and then the function utilizes that?
Yes. So basically, we are making the function more dynamic.
Okay,
so it will take a parameter.
Okay.
And it will input here with the name, replace it with the name, and with your favorite dish.
With your favorite dish. So for example, if I want to change hungry instead of fishy.
Okay.
The fishy Usman, so I can use, I believe I use a parameter to do that.
Yes. So we can write an parameter here, and then we'll pass a value. So as he have already described, we can use single quote or double quote. So now we can pass the value for the adjective. Okay, that will be hungry, thirsty, or whatever you like.
That's great.
Okay, we'll write thirsty. So we want to replace with this hungry. So we can use string formatters %s and we can pass the value % and the parameter, and which is, if I'm not wrong, adjective.
Well, I want to ask a question. Is it necessary for the strings to type %s and s?
Yes, it's basically the string formatter. In C#, we have parentheses for that. So
okay.
Every language has its own utilization.
That's so great.
In our case, we have %s.
Oh, so nice.
If we run it, so it wrote thirsty.
Okay,
and it replaces it with So
Wow, that's amazing. So you need to add a parameter, for example, if I say fishy.
yes, we can pass it.
Okay, let's try that.
Fishy, and we'll run
So the fishies man ate all the pizza, okay?
So I'm hitting him very much, so I'm gonna change the name so I can bash him as well.
Well, that's not allowed.
So
I
I'm the coder here, and
wish Python ends up giving you error.
no, it will certainly not. So I will pass his name, but before that, I want to replace it with a string
So do we need
formatter.
another string formatter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So now we
Okay.
have two formatters, so it's better to use it in brackets. And the sequence will be in the same order you put the string formatter.
So can you tell me how the string formatter would identify that which parameter to give? For example, can it happen that it tells that the Usman fishy ate all the pizza instead of
Yes, we
fishy
can.
Usman?
We are stepping into the name parameters and optional parameters very next. So I will answer in a few seconds. First,
Okay.
I will run it and then I will shift to that.
Okay.
So first, I have to pass your name. So I see what are you doing that
Well, can you
coding.
write amazing here instead of
No,
fishy?
no.
We
Well,
will run
I'll
it.
request you. Okay, the fishy Saad ate all the pizza. That's great.
I will wish that it ended up with an exception.
I was looking forward for that, but I entered your name.
Well,
So
can you
can
change that like an amazing guy,
okay.
amazing here.
Okay.
Awesome would be good.
You're good with that?
Yeah, I believe.
So we can set. I have a few trick in my pocket. Let me write the default parameter. So if I want to add fishy again, I can simply set it here. Fishy. So now I don't have to pass value to in order to run it. So
So it's more of a default function.
yes. So now if I don't pass the value, it will still work. So let me test it again. And it worked. So
Well,
you're
it
still
worked.
fishy.
Oh my God. Well, I'm gonna hate you for this.
So we can also make it.
What can you pass parameter here with
Yes.
Nawesome?
Yes, we can also pass a parameter by simply typing the name. So if you see the IntelliSense, so we
Okay.
it tells us what to pass and how, what will be the sequence. So we can write first the adjective and next the
That's
name.
really awesome.
So it will help you out what you have to pass.
Son. Obviously,
I
I'm the
was gonna
awesome
write my
guy.
name. Okay.
I'm really awesome guy.
So save it and simply click run. So there you
So
go.
the awesome Saad ate the pizza. That's why he's awesome. That is an ironic boy.
So we have looked into how we can define a function, how we can call a function, how we can set the default parameters, and how we can pass the named value.
Well, that's amazing, and I believe that the viewers would be able to learn a lot about functions from this
You can
video.
do all stuff. You can make these parameters dynamic. You can make a variable and pass the value
Amazing,
for that
amazing.
as well. You can.
Appreciate.
But there are a number of things you can do with
Okay,
it.
so sky's the limit. This is just a start.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So this concludes our function session, I guess. So we'll look into more like loops in the next, I guess, Saad. Okay, great. So stay tuned and keep watching our tutorials.
Okay, so on behalf of Code Buddies, goodbye.
See you again. Thank you.